We hear now from StoryCorps about a family trying to balance its Vietnamese roots with growing up in America. Teresa Nguyen left Saigon in 1979. She raised her daughter Stephanie here in the U.S. The two of them recently spoke about being caught between two cultures.
Many times when I look back on your upbringing, if I had to do it again, a couple of things I would have changed.
What would you do differently?
I would be a little bit more compromising. Remember some boy gave you a necklace?
And you made me go back to school the next day and give him back the locket.
Okay, I was taught from my mom, do not accept presents from strangers. Because if you accept presents from them, you have to repay them. It's a debt you have to carry to your grave. So things like that, I would go back and I would be a little bit more understanding. I might ask to go swap it out for something cheaper. Most of your friends are Vietnamese too, right? And I don't know if you ever compare if your mom is tougher than mine.
I don't even know where to start with that. When you're 12 and your whole world revolves around who got to sleep over at whoever's house, it's not fun to say, oh no, I can't do that.
I know a lot of times I am living in this country trying to acculturate, but at the same time, I want to preserve the Asian culture. I want to keep the family together. And sometimes when I look back, I do realize that I was a little bit too tough.
I wouldn't say that I resent you in any way for that. I think I learned a very strong sense of right and wrong and working hard.
I know many, many times I'm very proud of you, but I just don't say it. And Daddy gets on my case all the time. You don't say it. You don't say it. And I would tell him, but she knows I feel it. I don't know if you do know or not.
I'm glad that you're proud of me, because most of the time I feel like I'm a disappointment.
No, you are not. I'm just one of those old Asian moms. We never say we love you. We expect you to see it through our actions. But I'm learning. I'm learning. When I go away from this life, I want you to remember my love for you. That's all. I don't care for anything else.
Teresa Nguyen and her daughter Stephanie in Murrow, Georgia. Their interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. See the latest film in StoryCorps' new animated series at npr.org.